Despite new pledges of aid, international leaders provided downbeat assessments of the current battle against Ebola. The head of the World Bank said the international community had, quote, failed miserably in its initial response. The director of the CDC said the situation reminded him of the early days of the AIDS epidemic. We get our own assessment from one of the few non-governmental groups treating patients in West Africa. International Medical Corps has built a treatment unit in Liberia and is constructing other facilities in both Liberia and Sierra Leone. Its president and CEO, Nancy Wassey, joins me now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
Connie. How many beds, how many facilities, how many people would you say that you're engaged in treating?
Okay, so in Liberia, International Medical Corps opened up a 70-bed hospital, or actually we called it a treatment unit. We opened that up in mid-September. We are scaling up and we'll be opening up another treatment unit in Sierra Leone. In Liberia, we have about 200 people working in this treatment unit, trying to contain it, as well as treating people who have Ebola with the hopes that they will recover, and they are recovering when they receive treatment.
Do you have any sense that the progress of this disease is slowing?
Well, let me say that it's clear that efforts like ours and other organizations are working. When there are treatment efforts, when there are healthcare workers to treat patients as they come in. I mean, our first patients that arrived to our treatment unit, they died at the doorstep. Mm. But now we see that patients are recovering and they're returning back to their families. So any efforts around treatment and containment are working. The problem and the challenge is that there are just not enough operational efforts on the ground. That's the challenge.
Is that because a lack of international action or non-governmental action, or is it because the infrastructure in these communities is so difficult that even if you sent them 10 collapsible hospitals, pop-up hospitals, they couldn't build them?
Okay, well, it's a number of factors. One, certainly the healthcare infrastructures are very weak in West Africa, under-resourced. They don't have enough health workers. That's one thing. The second thing is the spread was not contained more quickly some months ago. International donors are stepping up. In fact, our treatment unit in Liberia was made possible from a grant from USAID's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance. It took $5 million to open that up and about $1 million a month. So part of it is the resources need to be there, but also people are really afraid. They're afraid to provide treatment because they also need to keep their own health workers safe. And so one of the things that we've done is we have said to other community health people as well as other international NGOs, we will provide case management protocol training. We will train their workers so that they can open up more treatment facilities. The problem we have now is that the disease and the outbreak is outpacing the operational efforts on the ground. There are a lot of plans in place, by the way, to change that, and
right.
We're still within that window.
Well, this part about how you keep health workers safe is something that was raised in a piece we had on the NewsHour last night about CDC workers preparing to go abroad. It takes 20 minutes to get into one of those suits, as long to get out of those suits, and it's possibly more difficult. Are you suffering at all from lack of willingness of volunteers to take all that on?
Yeah, great question. So the suits, it's very complicated. We have you can only stay in them about 2 hours in Africa. It's that hot. We have a buddy system because people make mistakes. Mm. And so we have someone watching the other health workers so that they don't infect themselves through a basic mistake. But what we're finding is that, when people are properly equipped and they have the proper protocols in place, they can successfully treat patients and it can be contained. But that training, that knowledge is very important. And so what we've done is we have said, when organizations come to, say Liberia, we will provide 7 to 10 days of training. And as well, the U.S. military is putting together a 25-bed hospital in Liberia specifically to take care of health workers. Because one of the challenges around, they call it the nurse killer in Liberia. One of the challenges around Ebola is that health workers are willing to step forward and help, and they're very heroic, But our recruitment efforts are helped greatly by the fact that we can treat them if they catch Ebola.
An organization like yours, the International Medical Corps, Ebola is not your only goal. You also are working in places like the Central African Republic or in Syria among refugees. How do you stop resources from being stretched too thin to handle all of these crises at one time?
Right. Well, we're in unprecedented times. I mean, we have six Category 3 emergencies. That is the highest emergency. Never in our history have we had that. I mean, one of the toughest years would have been two a year. And we've had six, we have six now in the last 6 months alone. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. We're hopeful that supporters, you know, both government agencies and private sector, the private sector is starting to step in to the Ebola fight, the refugee crisis. Mm-hmm. They're an important part of these efforts. But the fact is, it's like we have to do it on all fronts, frankly. It's impossible to pick them on these because they're all at the highest level they can be.
There are some places where they've been able to stop the spread and some places where they haven't. We heard the head of the World Bank today say that there is nothing less than the future of Africa is at stake right now. Do you see that?
This can be stopped and it can be contained, but it has to be. It absolutely has to be stopped because the fact of the matter is we have two countries, Sierra Leone and Liberia, who are coming back from the brink of civil war. I mean, they have done so much to come back from where they were. And for them to be now dealing with Ebola on top of it, this crisis is a global crisis. It's a world problem. It's not just West Africa. We are all in it together. And we have to take the view that it is everyone's problem. And whatever resources it takes, we have to be there because it's going to continue to spread if we're not there. And it has to be stopped and contained at the source.
Nancy Wassey, President and CEO of the International Medical Corps. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gwen. Thanks.